19 minutes into the show.
Whoa.
What?
I mean, what are you talking about?
I mean, he was selfish, man. Like, I mean, when you, I mean, again, this is none of my business because it was his personal life.
Uh-huh.
But he was extremely selfish to his family, including his wife and his eldest son.
Wait, what did he do?
I mean, Gandhi had a great education in England, and he started off a great career in South Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when his son wanted to study in South Africa, Gandhi said no and sent him back to India. And when he went to India, he did not receive a proper education there. He was, you know, kind of relegated to the position of a caretaker of the house rather than... I mean, if... See, my question is this. If Gandhi was such a great teacher, his son should have learned that lesson automatically without Gandhi having to force it on him.
True.
Right? I mean, he shouldn't have had to force his son to stay at home, force his son not to go to a British school.
True.
And stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, that just seems selfish. I mean, his son should have been given the choice to make that decision, not...
Right.
It being forced on him.
Right.
That, I mean, I think that was pretty selfish of him.
Yeah, I mean, but... I mean, I know charity begins at home,
mm-hmm.
but I think what I feel is Gandhi did that so that, you know, he would gain more respect from the people of India.
Uh-huh.
And that's what India needed then. I mean, they needed a leader that would reunite everybody.
Right.
But, you know, if you take Motilal Nehru and Jawaharlal Nehru, Motilal Nehru was just... You know, he was promoting his son a big deal. Like,
uh-huh.
you know, it was just all about, you know, all about Jawaharlal Nehru.
Right.
And a lot of people might have felt, hey, what is this? Like, I think it's just because they're family that he's doing this.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, the same goes with when Nehru, I mean, for Nehru and Indira Gandhi. Like, Indira Gandhi, we could say that Indira Gandhi became the prime minister because of Nehru.
Right.
So when people start seeing there's like a selfish motive there,
mm-hmm.
They wouldn't really support.
That's true.
So, I mean, I don't know. That's just my take.
I mean, yeah, you're probably right in saying that Gandhi would have been a weaker figure.
Yeah.
If he had, you know, if his son had gone to a British school and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Right.
He would have smacked of double standards.
I mean, that is sad. Like, you would expect Gandhi's son to be, you know, the next Gandhi.
Right.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look at, you know, Flintstone's kids. they didn't live up to his...
Right, I mean, that's just from a Family Guy.
No, I'm just talking in real life.
In real
like
life?
Fred Flintstone's kids, they were a complete disappointment to Fred Flintstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't get into the quarry business. They just got drunk and... You know, wasted their lives.
Flacken.
Yeah. The, I mean, father, son, you know, if you have a great father,
uh-huh.
sometimes it's very, very difficult to live up to.
Yeah.
Just ask Bam Bam.
To that father's, yeah.
yeah. I think
That's
Bam
true.
Bam is a great, great example of
Bam Bam?
Yeah. Or Elroy Jetson. Any one of them.
Right.
You know, in a few years' time, we'll be talking about Chris Griffin that way. I don't think he
yeah.
can ever live up to Peter Griffin's shenanigans.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, you know, speaking of which,
uh-huh.
did you listen to the episode of the talk show which came a few days after our second episode?
Yeah.
You know, it looked as if those guys listened to our episode and
yeah.
then just borrowed ideas from
You know, for your information, for our listeners' information,
yeah.
we were going to talk about Wes Anderson and his short film.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
we never got to it. We just, you know, drifted away, rambling about other shit.
I don't know, man. It's, you know, it's bad enough that we're not DRMing our shows.
Yeah.
Now we have...
the talk show talking about...
Talking, you know, stealing our topics.
Yeah.
That's just unacceptable. That's just crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean,
crazy
I'm
talk,
seriously
crazy
thinking,
talk show.
Yeah. We should, you know, do something about it.
How yeah, I mean, I think that's
we should,
good.
I think we should speak to our lawyers.
No, I don't think we should. I mean, that just shows that they're listening to our show, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great compliment.
It's an excellent... I mean, John Gruber is listening to our show.
Man.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I mean, that's just pathetic to expect John Gruber to listen to our
Man, I'm pretty sure,
miserable show.
after 3-4 episodes, he's going to blog about our show.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to say, here's another show that's inspired from Talk Show.
Wishful thinking.
So,
are we done? How are we doing for time?
I think we're slowly running out of time.
Yeah. So why don't we wrap it up?
Yep, we should. So, I hope the listeners would like the show.
Yeah, and Nick, I think we should not. There's this guy from 37 Signals, the company.
Uh-huh.
He says never announce a release date because then you will never be late.
Right. So our next episode
is going to come whenever.
Whenever.
Yeah, whenever we feel like it.
Yeah.
Right.
So what you guys should do is just use a good RSS reader so that you'll know when it's up.
Yeah, so now
don't keep refreshing your browser.
So now you're a Google Reader bitch.
Yeah, I'm a Google Reader bitch.
And you're proud of it.
I'm happy to say that. Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And who converted you into a Google Reader bitch?
You, bitch.
Yes. All right. So that's the end of this show.
Yeah.
Take care, folks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
14 minutes into the show.
That's an interesting question, man. I mean, what would have happened if he had lived for another couple of years?
Not couple. 10 years. He would have lived another 10 years.
When was he? When was he born?
1869,
right? 1869, yeah. So that means 31 plus... He was already 79, man. When he died?
He was a vegetarian. He was fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
And,
he was kind of a celibate.
He fasted a lot, yeah.
Was he a celibate? No, he wasn't celibate. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
That's his
personal life. Let's just leave that out of it.
Yeah. So, whatever. Like, if he had lived how many ever years, would it have made a big difference to our country?
I don't know, man, because, even after partition, there was so much violence and bloodshed. And, Gandhi seemed a little, in my eyes, he seemed a little tired by the whole thing.
Right. But, and, the day we got our independence, Gandhi was in Calcutta fasting because he was all pissed about, the Hindu-Muslim divide.
Yeah. And I think, the fasting thing also got kind of old for the Indian people. I don't know. I'm just thinking that,
maybe. But then, he was just really saddened by it, man, that he had to do something.
And, even his assassination just tells us that there were a lot of people who were not happy with him. I mean, it wasn't like everybody was 100% on board with his teachings and his way of thinking.
Right.
I mean...
And was it because he was supporting the Muslims a lot more at that time that he was...
Yeah, I mean, he just felt that, he wanted to kind of convince the Muslims, I think, to say that India was a safe and good country for them.
Yeah.
But a lot of fanatical Hindus just misunderstood that as favoritism, which I don't think...
I think Gandhi's strategy was... the British wanted India and Pakistan to divide and form separate countries.
Right, yeah.
But what Gandhi was trying to do was get Muhammad Ali Jinnah and other...
Pakistani...
At that time he was an Indian freedom fighter to be the... to be the prime minister of our country. So that, all the Muslims would feel safe.
Yeah.
I think that pissed off a lot of...
But Hindus. I think that was smart, man. What I've heard, I'm not sure how true this is, but Nehru, the first prime minister of India, who was a Hindu, was against Jinnah being prime minister because he had very high hopes of being prime minister.
Yeah, but there was a reason for that, man. Uh-huh. Like... Nehru was part of the freedom struggle from the very beginning. And Jinnah was probably on vacation. This was, I think, in the 30s.
What?
Yeah, in the 30s when they started the non-cooperation movement. Uh-huh. Man. Jinnah was in the UK and he was just on holiday.
But and Nehru he heard was about... a womanizer.
What? What is that going to do with it?
I mean, you just leave out people's personal lives.
I'm just saying... And Jinnah saw how much attention all these freedom fighters were getting that he thought, wait, man, now's a good time to go back. And that's how he went back. And I mean, Nehru and Jinnah had a lot of personal differences. Uh-huh. And Nehru was right in, you know, fighting for
at the cost of partition. I think that Nehru kind of wanted the partition to happen so that he could be prime minister.
I think that was completely
selfish.
But he was right in doing that, man. He was an excellent prime minister. He was an excellent leader. I feel he would have been a better prime minister than... I mean, he was a better prime minister than Jinnah.
True. Yeah. Do you think Gandhi would have made a good prime minister?
Whoa, that's a good question. I've never thought about it. I don't know, man. I never saw him as a politician. Yeah. I just saw him as...
I mean, he seemed like the kind of guy who could never compromise on anything.
Right, exactly.
I mean, he did compromise on partition, but I don't know.
Yeah, but he was an extremely stubborn person.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make compromises in politics,
right?
That's
how it works.
Yeah, but, man, you know, when you talk about stubborn, I think Gandhi was extremely selfish, too.
4 minutes into the show.
So Gandhi was, he was in South Africa, right?
Yeah.
And, he came to India because somebody told him in South Africa that he should be going to India and helping the Indian cause.
Yeah. And, you know, at that time, I think he was doing a lot of, you know, community service in South Africa.
Not just community. I mean, he got into, you know, a little... street fights with the British there, too.
Yeah.
Because there was something about... all foreigners carrying around a card or something, which was kind of discriminatory.
Yeah.
And he burnt, a very symbolic act,
he burnt every card.
Every card.
He's the man.
Yeah.
And I think he got, I think after that he was, you know, he was so determined to kick, you know, the Britishers out of our country that he just had to return. He just had to come back.
Yeah. I read somewhere that as soon as he came, one of the big freedom fighters at that time, I forgot his
Gokhale.
Name. Either Gokhale or Tilak, I'm not sure.
No, it was Gokhale.
It was Gokhale?
Yeah.
Okay. So Gokhale told Gandhi, you know, for the first 1 year, keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Mm.
Because...
you follow that. You follow Gokhale's,
A little bit. When I go into a new environment, I try to keep my mouth shut and my eyes open.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
And ears, you know.
That would be just crazy if you keep just, your mouth shut.
Yeah, I mean,
shut
it would be like
your ears shut.
Silent movie. That's not fun. I can't believe how people watch silent movies, man. That is just, I can't stand that.
I know, it'll just drive you crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, coming back to Gandhi.
Yeah.
So he plunged headlong into the freedom struggle.
Yep. I mean, I think from day one, his philosophy was non-cooperation. That's it.
Yeah, non-cooperation, non-violence.
Non-violence, yeah.
And truth.
Yep. And I think that did us a lot of good. Like, we wouldn't be enjoying our freedom now if not for Gandhi and all those great...
I mean, it's very unique, right? I don't see anywhere else where there was, you know, no actual physical war.
Exactly.
And there has been independence.
And in a country like India where, you know, everybody is so different and there's, you know, the population is so high.
I mean, yeah.
It's so hard to unite everybody, man.
That's true. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, it almost seems impossible for one man to convince an entire country that what he is saying is the right way to go about it.
Right. I mean, I feel really proud of my past, my history.
Yeah, but it's not like you're doing anything about it.
No, I'm just proud about it. I mean...
No, so what do you get out of being proud about your history?
That's it. I mean, I'm happy to know that. You know.
Okay. Go on.
Okay, I mean, this is lack of philosophy, man. You just think about your past, be happy about it, and then slack away.
Yeah, that's true. That is an excellent slack of philosophy. No, but, you know, we are two non-resident Indians.
Yeah.
And we've been away from the country for 7 years now.
Yeah.
No, I've been away for 7 years. How many years have you been away?
Five years.
And, you know, it's sometimes you think, I mean, yeah, these teachings are universal, right. Should apply to anybody.
Yeah. But, you know, just the other day we were talking about this, like, we did all of our schooling in India, and those were the best days of our life, right?
Yeah, we could say that.
Yeah, and, I mean, any day, if we were given the chance now, we would go back, don't you think? Would you?
I'm not too sure about that.
What?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that.
Why?
Because, I don't know, just the timing doesn't feel right. I don't think I can contribute as much to India right now than if it was 10, 15 years down the line.
Okay.
So, I mean,
but your ultimate goal is to contribute to the country.
Yeah, in some way.
That's good.
Yeah. Even if it is, you know, setting up Inglorious Slacker's Hindi edition, then that would be awesome.
That would suck. Because my Hindi sucks.
Who's talking about us contributing to Hindi edition? I mean, we just get two slackers from India.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, and that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I bet there are a lot of slackers.
Yeah, there. I mean, yeah. So, you know, we are from India.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we were going to talk about Gandhi, man.
Yeah. So, no, but do you think that you follow Gandhi's teachings on a day-to-day basis?
No,
you don't.
I don't.
I mean, you lie, right? Frequently.
Yeah.
I mean, not like major lies.
No, not major lies.
Just small lies.
Small lies and white lies.
Yeah.
White lies don't count.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Gandhi say that specifically?
No.
Then what makes you say that, man? You know, this is the kind of the things that, you know. Some great person, like, you know, either Muhammad or Christ or Gandhi would have said something, and douchebags like us will sit and interpret it in a way convenient to us, and then just do whatever the hell we want to do.
Right.
That's just stupid.
No, man, but it's very easy to, like, you know, preach in a very generic way. Like, okay, don't tell any lies. That's it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's so generic. Like, you're supposed to say, don't say any lies that will harm another human being. Yeah. I mean, like that's what I hate about, you know, people who preach. It's also generic.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's just left to our own interpretation. So it's...
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't think it's our fault, man.
That, you know, that is an interesting point, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, just say nonviolent. What if it's a mosquito with dengue coming and biting you?
Exactly.
I mean,
you should kill it.
Yeah. I mean, and if after a hard day's work you play a little Counter-Strike, which is a completely violent game, that's okay, right? Because it's just a matter...
It's just virtual killing. You're not killing an actual...
Yeah. And I don't harbor any kind of such thoughts that I have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a stress buster.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, when you think of... It's not just Gandhi, but any major philosopher's teachings, they shouldn't be taken at face value.
Yeah.
That's our take on it.
Yep.
That's slacker takeaway.
Yep.
Don't take anything philosophical at face value.
Yeah, exactly.
You interpret it in a way convenient to yourself.
Yeah.
And try to stick to it as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't.
And if you feel it's wrong, then you just change your opinion, man.
Yeah. So that's how it is. But so, you know, I mean, Gandhi struggled a lot to kick the British out.
Yeah, man. But I mean, what?
No, but do you think that the what do you think about British rule in India?
It was horrible, man. What have they done for the country?
What do you mean, what have they done?
Like, they've just, you know, looted us of everything.
That's not true. They built the civil services for India.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, I mean, they did build a good civil service.
Yeah, I mean, that's the present-day IAS, right? The Indian Administrative Service, which is very prestigious.
That's right, Okay, so apart from the civil services, what have they done for the country?
You know, they built the railways. The first railways in India was built by the British.
That's true.
But the Bombay Thane thing.
Man, we can't live without the railways.
Seriously, that's true.
Okay, so apart from the railways and the civil services, what have they done for the country? I don't think they've done anything.
The educational system. Right. I mean, the present-day Indian educational system was, you know, born from the British system, right?
Right.
That's why we, I think we had a pretty good education in India.
Yeah, and we speak UK English, not US English.
US English, yeah. Although right now it's probably influenced by TV shows.
So, okay, so apart from the education, the railways and the civil services, what have they done?
Cricket, man. They gave us the sport of cricket, right?
Right.
I mean, we won the 2020 World Cup because the British were in our country for 200 years. Otherwise, we'd be, you know, kabaddi champions. Or,
that's true.
You know, we'd probably be hockey champions.
I don't see that happening.
But, you know, they gave us cricket. You can't dispute that. Every British colony has played cricket.
Right, yeah. Okay, so apart from cricket, the education, the railways, and the civil services, I don't think they've done anything, man.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
You gotta agree with me there. So yeah, we were right in kicking them out of the country.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah, I think we've come to a positive conclusion.
Right.
That the British were not good for India.
Yeah.
Even though they did some things for us.
Right.
Like the civil services and the education and cricket.
Come on, man.
Which is like the national sport for India.
Yeah. But still.
And which is probably India's biggest moneymaker now, cricket.
Yeah.
It's probably boosts India's economy by a lot.
That's true.
So the British should not take any credit for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's our conclusion.
Yeah. No, but, I always think, what if Gandhi was not assassinated and he lived another 10, 15 years? Would that have made a big difference to our country?
Zero minutes into the show.
Hey, man.
What's up?
How's it going?
Not too bad. I am completely disappointed in ourselves.
What happened?
We've missed our weekly deadline to release new episodes.
Yeah.
I think that was completely pathetic.
I know. I mean, we've just been living up to our name.
Really well.
Yeah.
I think we're taking ourselves too seriously. I'm just completely disappointed.
Yeah. But then, in our defense, we were trying to do, you know, something cool.
Yeah.
And we were going to have an edited show, like you said in the previous one.
Right, but I didn't think that, you know, just because we're editing the show that we would become, you know, three times lazy. I didn't think that would happen.
Yeah, so I think we shouldn't do more edited shows.
Yeah, I mean, it should be, you know, only when we're on vacation or something.
Right.
Because otherwise it's too tired and it's too hard.
Yep.
It's too much work, man.
Yep, I agree.
We should just stick to, you know, the nonsensical rambling for half an hour and not care about the editing.
Right, yeah.
Because that's the way to go.
Yep, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what do you think of the last one? Well, when was that? Like, last century?
No. 3 weeks back. 2 weeks back?
2 weeks back.
Yeah, 2 weeks back.
Yeah.
But, I thought it was a pretty good episode. What did you think?
Yeah. I mean, we managed to convert one particular person who didn't like the first show.
Who?
My girlfriend.
Oh.
She didn't like the first one, but she thought the second one was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because we talk less about the iPhone.
What has she got against the iPhone?
I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's just
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Right. But I bet she's going to get one.
No, I don't think she's going to get one. But I think she's given me the permission to get one. Which is... Whew! I'm just yanking.
Yeah. So, what are we going to talk about today?
You know,
2 weeks back.
two weeks back was... A particular person called Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi.
Yeah.
It was his birthday.
Mahatma Gandhi.
It's your birthday.
Yeah. We're going to party like
it's your birthday. Whoa, man. We're talking about the father of our nation. We should be slightly more respectful.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we were going to have an episode dedicated to him where we discuss him. and his teachings and whether they're relevant today and whether we as Indians are living up to his teachings, which I can say for now that we are most definitely not. Because, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can put up my hand and say that I'm not following his teachings in any way.
Because, sad, man.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah. I mean, that's the truth. See, I followed his teachings.
Why is it so hard?
Right now. Because, I don't know. Just a slacker, man.
Yeah. So, So this episode is dedicated to Gandhi.
Yep. Yes. So we're going to be talking about him.
Yep. And now for something completely different.